God is Dead is likely the best-known snippet of Friedrich Nietzsche's philosophical and poetic output. The quote originates in his book Die Fröhliche Wissenschaft, The Gay Science, from 1882, but it also appears in his four-part treatises Also sprach Zarathustra, Ein Buch für alle und keinen, Thus Spake Zarathustra, A Book for All and None, written between 1883 and 1885, from which tonight's tone poem draws its name. Further, Nietzsche's notions of the Übermensch, or Superman, and will to power come from this text, both of these conceptions drawn on the romantic ideal of the individual's primacy and ability to overcome. Richard Strauss, having already composed his tone poems Don Juan, Totenverklärung, Macbeth, and Till Eulenspiegel, took up Nietzsche's work explaining, I did not intend to write philosophical music or portray Nietzsche's great work musically. I meant rather to convey in music an idea of the evolution of the human race from its origin through the various phases of development, religious as well as scientific, up to Nietzsche's idea of the Superman. The whole symphonic poem is intended as my homage to the genius of Nietzsche, which found its greatest exemplification in his book Also sprach Zarathustra. Thus, Strauss's treatment of Zarathustra is not a direct depiction of the sort found in Till Eulenspiegel, with its episodic depiction of the mischievous Till's pranks. Instead, it deals in broader ideas, expressed more universally, thereby generally, via music. Strauss took 8 of Nietzsche's 80 chapter titles as his own demarcations in the score, but they do not suggest a more specific narrative progression than his quote you just heard. You can listen to the ways in which the iconic opening trumpet theme, made known to the broader public by Stanley Kubrick's 1968 film 2001 A Space Odyssey, recurs, including as a fugue in Of Science and Learning. In the dance song, one can hear Zarathustra break into an elegant waltz before the bell chimes midnight, Song of the Night Wanderer. The tone poem concludes with the basses and cellos again in the same C major as the work's opening bars, while the woodwinds and violins rise to the heavenly key of B major, a process of ascendancy, and also a reminder of what or who is left behind. Strauss, also a famed conductor, led the premiere of Also sprach Zarathustra on November 27, 1896, with the Frankfurt City Orchestra. Work is played without break, but breaks down into 9 sections, Introduction or Sunrise, Of Those in Backwaters, Of the Great Longing, Of Joys and Passions, The Song of the Grave, Of Science and Learning, The Convalescent, The Dance Song, and Song of the Night Wanderer. The tone poem Also sprach Zarathustra by Richard Strauss, performed here by the Rutgers Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Kynan Johns. bringing to a close this concert given by the Rutgers Symphony Orchestra, led by their conductor and director of orchestras at the Mason Gross School of the Arts at Rutgers, Maestro Kynan Johns. We've heard Richard Strauss's tone poem, Also Sprach Zarathustra. This concert given, I said, back in March at the Nicholas Music Center on the New Brunswick campus of Rutgers, the State University of New Jersey. As with all these concerts we bring you from Rutgers, there are a few people we wish to thank for making it possible. George Stauffer Dean, Maestro Kynan Johns, Lori Guarneri, Jesselyn Traino, Christopher Delgado, Kimberly Borden, Kelly Brown, and the recording engineer for this concert, Gregory Mueller. I'll be back in a moment with a little more music as performed by our soloist tonight, Vasily Primakov, and also a little music by our noted philosopher, as set to music by Strauss, Friedrich Nietzsche. I'm David Ozenberg. This unique program, Celebrating Our Musical Future, where you get to hear the next generation of great classical musicians, is an exclusive production of the award-winning Classical Network and WWFM.org. So the balance of the time tonight will be taken up with piano music, and we will first hear music from the philosopher who was set into music by Richard Strauss, and that would be Friedrich Nietzsche. Nietzsche's dad was a Lutheran pastor who surrounded his son with music and gave him the appreciation of music. Nietzsche himself wrote at the age of 14, God gave us music in the first place so that we might be led upwards by it. Music blends every quality in itself. It can exalt, it can distract us, it can cheer us. Indeed, it is capable of melting the toughest of hearts with its gentle, plaintive tones. Yet its main purpose is to lead our thoughts to higher things, to lift us up, even move us deeply. All those who disdain it are to be regarded as inane, animal-like creatures. We're going to hear from Mr. Nietzsche a tone poem in music, just like Strauss wrote his Also Sprach Zarathustra, this called Ermanarich, which is a depiction in music of the 4th century Gothic king, known to historians to be very warlike. This tone poem probably taking its cue more from Franz Liszt than Richard Strauss. And after that, we'll hear two Polish dances, a mazurka and Aus der Żarda. Music of Friedrich Nietzsche, here performed by pianist Michael Krüger. Thank you. piano music of philosopher and composer Friedrich Nietzsche. His tone poem, Ermanarich, about a 4th century Gothic king, and then two Polish dances, a mazurka and Austerscharda, all performed here by Michael Krüger. And I'll leave you with some music performed by our guest soloist tonight on the Rutgers University Orchestra concert, pianist Vasily Primakov, who's had a wonderful career recording for Bridge Records. I had him as a cadenza guest years ago when he was virtually unknown and recording his first CD for Bridge. This is from his recording of 21 of Frédéric Chopin's 51 mazurkas, this chosen by National Public Radio back in 2009 as a best of the year. We'll hear four mazurkas: the A minor, opus 17, number 4, the A flat major, opus 59, number 2, the C minor, opus 56, number 3, and the C major, opus 24, number 2. Again, performed by Vasily Primakov. I'm David Ozenberg. If you enjoyed hearing the next generation of great classical musicians, as you heard tonight from the Rutgers University Orchestra on this unique program, I'm asking you to support what you hear by going to our website, wwfm.org, and making a donation in membership. Also, stay tuned as Carl Hemmingsen is along with Curtis Calls, presenting student recitals from the Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia from last academic year. Celebrating Our Musical Future is an exclusive production of the award-winning Classical Network and WWFM.org. Have a great evening.